Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and only one God, Amen.
Today, the sixth day of the blessed month of Abshir, may God begin in the goodness and renew it for us, and in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord and my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the Church celebrated the appearance of the body of Saint Apollodorus, Pope of Rome. He was the virtuous and the perfect man, and in his generation he was chosen to the Roman See after Father Angus. This was the first year of the enthronement of Abba Claudianus, ninth Pope of Alexandria. Pope Apollodorus was always teaching his people and guarding them from the pagan influences, confirming them in the faith of the Lord Christ. When the reports of the Saint Apollodorus reached the infidel Emperor Claudius Caesar, he arrested him and tortured him severely. The emperor then tied his feet with a heavy stone and cast him in the sea on the fifth day of Abshir. On the following day, one of the faithful found the body of the saint floating above the water, and the stone was bound to his feet. The man took it to his home and showered the body. The news spread in the city of Rome and in all the neighboring cities, and it reached Caesar, who was asked for the body, but the man hid it. This father left a great wealth of a teaching about the incarnation and several sermons about Christian teaching. He also established 38 bylaws. May his prayer be with us all, amen. And also on this day also we have the Saint Abakir, John, the three versions, Theodora, which means the gift of God, and Theopesta or Theophana, which means the faithfulness of God, and Theodosia, which means the glory of God, and their mother Anastasia, Athanasia, which means the immortal. Where martyr Saint Abakir was among saints his young age, and Saint John was a soldier in the private guards of the emperor. They left Alexandria, their own hometown, and lived in Antioch. When Diocletian instituted the persecution against the Christians, they confessed their faith in the Lord Christ along with the virgins and their mother. When the emperor knew that they were from Alexandria, he returned them to the governor of Alexandria. When they came to Alexandria and were brought before the governor, they confessed their faith in the Lord Christ. He ordered them beheaded. Saint Athanasia was comforting and confirming her daughters and telling them that if they were martyred, they would become the brides of Christ. The virgins were beheaded first, then their mother, then Saint Abakir, and their bodies were cast to the wild beasts and to the birds of the sky. However, some believers came and took their bodies by night, and they placed them in a coffin and hid them until the end of the time of persecution. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.